Today's episode is brought to you by
Terror Nerd Gear is bringing you those nerdy items that you should have in your life. From comic coasters to t-shirts, from stickers to art prints, Terror Nerd Gear's goal is to create a brand that allows you to show your nerdy side and not be afraid to do so. Join the Nerd Club today at www.terrornerdgear.com.
What's up, everybody? This is Ming Chen from AMC's Comic Book Men. Listen, I have a couple podcasts. I record podcasts. I don't listen to any of them. I listen to the MacNez podcast.
Welcome to the MacNez Podcast.
Yo, yo, what's up, everybody? MacNez Podcast, episode 111. Back, like I said, not as quickly as I said, but I'm back. And this episode, I mentioned at the end of the last episode that I was going to have an interview with this young sister. I actually did this interview back in November of last year at Indigenous Comic Con 2018. Yeah, 2018. It's 2019 now. Yeah, back then. It was stuff that I was just sitting on, and I kind of just forgot about it. And then, I was, you know what? I got to put this one out. This young sister right here, man, she's got a lot of good stuff to say, a lot of positive things to say about cosplay and just being Indigenous. And she was just really cool. I met her 2017, kind of just really quick. But I was glad I was able to sit down with her for this episode. So here it is. This is Desba Rose.
You know, I go to cons everywhere and I always talk about seeing people in cosplay, as well as all the pictures that I post on Instagram as well. But this is a young sister that I met last year, and I think I threw up a few pictures of you. I know you were the Jedi and what's her face from X-Men. I can't remember. I'm so tired. but other than that, man, welcome to the show. How you doing?
I'm good. Super tired. I'm about to pack up my booth here at the Indigenous Comic Con 3. And I'm happy about everybody that I met this weekend, but I'm also really tired and looking forward to like getting into bed. but no, it's been great. You know, I've been working for the Comic-Con since its founding, pretty much. I've been running all of the cosplay events that happen, so the costume contests, all of the panels that happen, and yeah, it's been great trying to pretty much bring Indigenous people into cosplaying, because often, like, at Comic-Cons, like, big Comic-Cons, you don't even see, like, you'll see one Native person in the crowd, and it's even more rare to see a Native person cosplaying, or often people, you just don't even know that they're Native and they're cosplaying. But with me personally, when I started this with Lee Francis, and he brought me on board to do the cosplaying stuff, I really made it a point to try to integrate things from my culture and with the pop culture, because I always say, like, the main reason why I'm doing all of this is for the Native youth, and when they see, like, you know, their own culture represented and, you know, characters that they already enjoy, it kind of just makes them feel like they're included. You know, it makes me feel included, that, you know, my identity matters. And so that's what is most empowering about cosplaying, because even the cosplaying community alone is a very welcoming one, where you don't have to look a certain way or be a certain person. You can just dress up just to dress up, because that's the point of it. Just being characters who you want to be. And that's why I choose the characters that I choose, because I always see myself in them, and once I get done making them and I'm wearing it, I feel so great, because I've put my heart and soul into making something that I care about, and it makes me feel good, and then makes me feel even better when people recognize me and want to take pictures, and they're excited and I'm excited, and it's just a really warm, like, loving feeling to feel that in a community.
What were the the characters you were this weekend.
This weekend, I was a character from a video game called Fallout. I was doing it since the Comic-Con this year had a theme of indigenous futurisms. This video game takes place in like 200 years from now after like a nuclear fallout. And you're just kind of scavenging for yourself, but I integrated pieces of like my regalia and like my moccasins and my tsia, like my bun. And the first day when I wore that, there was a ton of Native students here, like from middle schools and high schools, and all of them were just like, I could see that little spark in their eyes. Like, they're like, oh my god, this is a really cool video game, and you're a Native person, like, cosplaying it. So that was really great. And then yesterday I was Storm from the X-Men animated series, and that's a cartoon I grew up watching. She was always my favorite X-Men. You know, she's just this really strong, powerful leader. And she also is indigenous. She's indigenous to Africa. And when people were asking me yesterday, why didn't I, like, indigenous her up? And I was like, she already is. She doesn't need any more. Like, she already is just being her. And then today I chose to be Selena Quintanilla, just because she's one of my role models. And a lot of, like, my morals and how I, like, present myself to the world is based off of her. And it's, like, something I've wanted to do for a really long time, is make a Selena costume. And especially here, you know, like, people of color and the Latino community, they really look up to her. And so it was great to see everybody super happy to see Selena today. So that's why I do it. I do it to, like, make other people happy, because that in turn makes me happy.
What nation are you?
I am from the Yuchi Nation of Oklahoma, and I'm also Chippewa of the Thames in Canada and Navajo.
Right on. Do you live down here, or where do you live?
Yeah, I grew up here in Albuquerque. Right now, I am in school in Santa Fe, and then once I get done there, I'm hopefully going to move back to our Oklahoma and learn my native language, because my Yuchi tribe, there's probably around less than 2,000 of us left, and so I want to go back there and start relearning our language.
That's cool. Right on. The cosplays that I remember from you from last year was Wonder Woman, and was that Navajo Rey, or was it just Jedi?
Yeah, I mean, it is Navajo Rey. That's a costume that I had an idea for right when The Force Awakens came out. I was like, you know what, this person looks like a lot of this has a lot of similarities to Native clothing. And, you know, even George Lucas, when he originally created Star Wars, he did take a lot of inspiration from Native clothing. And me doing this to another Star Wars character is just kind of reclaiming that inspiration for the people. And yeah, so I did Indigenous Wonder Woman last year. That was really fun. I got to create all my jewelry using 3D printing. So a lot of the costumes I'm doing now involve a lot of technology, like 3D printing and laser cutting. So it's just mixing all of these different mediums and then making new content based off of like old traditions and old techniques.
That's cool. Hey, Desmo, thank you so much for coming on. Where can my listeners see you if you have an Instagram page or Facebook?
Yeah, I have an Instagram page and a Facebook page. Both of them are Desba Rose. Yeah, just find me on there. Usually people are tagging me in all of the pictures from the weekend, so definitely follow me there. I'm also an artist, so I'll be posting, you know, artwork that I have, and along with the cosplaying. I primarily do the cosplaying just for this con, so I work really hard all year long on three really killer outfits. Next year, since there's going to be three different Indigenous Comic-Cons, I'll have hopefully new costumes for every new con that we have.
Well, that's news to me. Three, where are these three taking place?
So Indigenous Comic-Con is growing exponentially, and we're going to be having, of course, one here in Albuquerque at the Albuquerque Convention Center. I believe it's going to be around the same time of the year as this one. And then we're having one in Denver in the beginning of July. And then the big one was it's going abroad to Australia. And another Indigenous cosplayer, Kian Mir, he's the organizer for the Australia Indigenous Comic Con, so hopefully hopefully everybody can make it out to at least one of those.
Well, I'll definitely be back to this one. And if, wow, it's growing if it's going to be at the convention center, because I was down there earlier this year for the Albuquerque Con, and wow.
Yeah.
It'll suck that it's not here, because I liked it because it was easier to get a hotel room. And But it's going to be huge if it's going to be down there, so right on. And I don't know about Australia. I wish I could be there. But Denver, when was that one?
That's going to be in July of 2019.
It's not the same time as San Diego, is it?
I hope not. That's one of my cons that I have wanted to go to, so I'm hoping it's not on the same weekend. We'll see. I have to talk to Lee, the man in charge, about it again.
Well, yeah. As a request for me, tell him not to put it during San Diego, because I go to that one every year.
Yeah, definitely. I'll let him know.
Hey, Desbois, thank you so much. And before we leave this, you're just a beautiful young woman. Thank you for everything you're doing and the empowerment that you are doing for everyone, not just the Native youth. I mean, you're such a strong woman. And seeing your cosplay last year, seeing it this year, and it's good to see that you're out there doing something positive. There's a lot of negative stuff going on there, especially in the Native communities, but it's always good to talk to someone that does something empowering. And thank you so much.
Thank you for having me, and thank you for everybody who supports me. Touches me. It touches my heart. Thank you so much.
Yes, once again, thank you so much, Desbois Rose. She is just an amazing person. Do check her out on Instagram. I believe it's at Desbois Rose, and she's on Facebook and everything else. I will post more pictures of her on the Instagram page. There's some stuff that I took from last year. And, oh my God, it was finally cool to sit down and talk to her. I mean, cause she was just constantly busy, the first year I met her and this past year, and I'm sure this year, with everything else she's got coming is going to be just busy, busy, busy. I mean, that's what I like, man, to get to see, positive Native sisters out there doing it. So, I mean, that's just amazing to me, and I love it. Me being the old man that I am, it's just good to see the younger generation keeping it alive and well. I know this episode was really short, but hey, I mean, it's something I need to put out for you guys. And do trust me, there's plenty more that I have planned. A few things that I do have recorded that I should throw out. I'm not too sure if I'm going to add anything to this one, but most likely this is going to be it. It's a really short one. So yeah, cool. Right on. Thank you so much. Everyone that's listening, again, thank you, Desbois Rose, for coming on to the show, and I'm sure we'll meet again, and, you'll come right back on the show and we'll do it again. So, but it's cool. Yeah. Do check out, Indigenous Comic Con, that's coming up in November. And the one, I can't remember what it's called in, Denver. I think that's in July. I am going to try to make it to that one, but since San Diego Comic Con is in July, that's pretty much where all my money goes. So I'm crossing my fingers that I can make it out to Denver. I can't remember what they have a name for it. I should have this all up for you, but future episodes I will mention it and hype it up for all them to for all you guys if you're in the Denver area to go out there and check it out. But do check out this sister. She's awesome, very beautiful young lady. So again, thank you so much for coming on the show, and everyone else that is involved with this show. Again, I got to shout out my girl, Becca. I love you, babe. Thank you so much. You heard her voice at the very beginning with the ad. Actually, last episode, the ad, I messed up on the web address. So I think I said just terranerd.com. It's actually www.terranerdgear.com. So hey, right on, man. I mean, I got to give that shout out to Terra Nerd Gear. Thank you so much. I have an awesome shirt, the Terra Nerd Club. So, but do check it out. There's other things on there, like you heard in the advertisement. There's comic coasters, T-shirts,
I know there's two Nerd Club t-shirts, and there's also a Pop Collector one. Got to get one for the Zisu so he can sport that one. But everyone, that's going to be it for this episode. Thank you so much for everyone that listens. Everybody around the world that hears my voices, thank you so much. Got to give a shout out to Breeze and Chris. You guys rock. I love you. Hope to see you guys soon. Thank you so much for listening to the show and supporting me and the Zisu with the E-Society and everyone else that supports us. Again, do listen to our Anchor episodes. You can hear those on Spotify, CastBox, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Apple. Damn, that cough. Not Apple iTunes. I said that last time. Apple Podcasts is what it's called, as well as Google Podcasts. Just any of those ones I just mentioned, just look up, search E-Society, and you'll hear everything on there. There's a ton of content. The Zisu just finished up with his NBA stuff, but the NBA isn't quite over, where the Golden State Warriors are going on to the finals, and hopefully they can pull it out. Another world championship ring. So I look forward to that with the Zisu, and he's going to be doing no more NBA wrap up. So yeah, just all of that and everybody, but everyone else, thank you so much for listening. It's just amazing to hear other podcasts and to reach out to other podcasters. I want to give a shout out again to Desmond from Desmond Flicks. You guys heard him on the last episode. Awesome, brother. I'm going to be doing his show pretty soon. Hopefully this weekend we can hook up together. I'm going down to the Bay Area for some Death Angel stuff. And hopefully I can get some words from some of the band members at that. I don't want to give you too much. I'll let you guys know when that's all over with. But all right, everyone, I'm out of here. I got so much to do. East Society's coming, as well as Up to the Challenge. Zisu and I got to sit down and do that. So until then, everybody, just be safe. Take care of families. Take care of yourself. And you guys all rock. I love you. But always remember to rock hard and skate fast.
Ba, hajoko na daishish. Ba, hajoko na daishish.